Tim Twentyman with the Detroit Lions. You know, Coach, the last 4 weeks, you've given up 165.8 yards on the ground on average. You started out really well the first 5 weeks. What's been the issue the last 4 weeks with your run defense, and is that concerning seeing how the Lions have kind of hit their stride on the ground the last few weeks?
Yeah, we haven't been as gap sound as we have been in the past, and we aren't tackling as well as we need to tackle. So we're trying to shore that up, and the Lions kind of hit their stride in the run game and stop running the football.
Chris McCoskey, Detroit News. What has Christian been going through these last few weeks? The numbers are a little bit alarming in some of those cases with the rating and the yardage.
Yeah, just he's off rhythm a little bit, and got to do a better job of getting open and protecting, and we got to complete some balls, especially with all the 8-9 man fronts we're getting from teams, as Adrian is really playing so well for us. So a little bit better as we go forward.
How much have you entertained the thought of playing Joe Webb at all, seeing as how he's had some success against these guys in the past past couple years?
Barring injury to Christian, we expect Christian to get back on track and have a good game on Sunday. But unless there's an injury, Christian will be our guy.
How about Leslie? This is Dave Burkett from Detroit Free Press. How about Percy Harvin, his status? Saw that he was on crutches earlier this week.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle in the ball game, and he'll be day-to-day. He made a lot of progress yesterday, and we're hoping by the end of the week that we'll get him out and able to get him to move around a little bit.
Hey, Coach, it's Anwar Richardson from MLive. Is this a game where you expect maybe Riley Reiff to be asked to help out on Jared Allen?
I would think so. Jared had some big games against the Lions, and I'm sure they'll have a plan for Jared. I would expect something. I don't know what, but I would expect there to be some type of plan for him.
Hi, this is Paula Pash from the Oakland Press. What have you seen different from the Lions in the last couple of weeks compared to when you played them?
They're running the ball a lot better and more intentional. That's probably the biggest difference. They've always been able to throw the ball and throw it well. I mean, I think they're leading the league in passing offense, but they've created some balance with their run game.
Larry Lage from the Associated Press, Mikhail LeSueur, specifically, what are you seeing from him in terms of helping the Lions strike that balance?
He's running with authority, Larry. He's really making people miss at times. He's able to run through contact. He's really giving them something in the backfield. He's an elusive runner with some power.
Les, Dave Burkett again. You've coached against Dominic Raiola for a long time now. Can you just give me your two cents on him as a player?
He's a very good center. He does an excellent job of really seeing leading their offensive line. Does a great job with his snaps, traffic, pointing out blitzes, recognizing things in pre-snap. He does a very good job as a leader of their offensive line.
This is Dave Dye with Fox Sports Detroit. The difference in that last game was special teams. Do you feel like, have you seen some improvement from the Lions on tape in recent weeks, or is that an area you feel like you can still exploit?
They're much improved. They're not even the same special teams by any means. They've changed personnel. They're playing so much better as a group across the board. The different special teams unit than the one we faced early in the season. So they've made some dramatic changes that have worked out well for them.
Coach Larry Lage from the Associated Press again. Broyles and Young, how much are they taking advantage of some of the single coverage they get because of Calvin Johnson?
Well, they're doing a good job when they get opportunities. And they're getting some opportunities because of all the attention that you have to give to Calvin. And they're both stepping up, and with Burleson being out and making some plays in the passing game.
Coach, Justin Rogers from MLive. If Percy can't go, a lot of teams have the next man up philosophy, but he's such a unique talent. How much does it change your offensive game plan?
You're right. Justin, he is a unique talent. He does so many things for our offense. He's leading the league in receptions right now, but, we give him the ball in the backfield. We do so many things with him, and his return ability. We'll miss that as well. He's a threat every time he touches the ball as a kickoff returner. As far as replacing him, we'll have other people out there who get an opportunity to play who wouldn't ordinarily get those snaps, and they'll do a good job for us. But there's only one Percy Harvin.
What's it like having Jared Allen in your locker room and on your team?
Well, Jared is a gregarious guy. He know, he keeps everything pretty loose, and he's a great player, as we well know, but he's not a church mouse in the locker room.
Doesn't seem like he would be.
Keeps it lively, trust me.
What does he do exactly?
I give you an example. We come in for Halloween, and you know, he's all dressed out in some 60s outfit that just typical Jared, you know, just do something to break up the tension. And he has his own unique personality, but it's good. I mean, it keeps things on an even keel.
What'd you come in dressed as?
My same coaching attire.
I guess that's important for at a time like this, too, to have that kind of leadership in there. Hey, Leslie, with, you know, losing 3 out of 4, keeping it together.
Very important. I mean, it's a long season and a lot of football to be played. And, you know, I think all of us have witnessed teams getting it going in November and December, and all of a sudden you say, where did that team come from? And you'll have some lulls sometimes during the course of a season. You just got to be able to handle it and handle it the right way. And, you know, we got a big game, obviously, against the Detroit Lions at home, and we're looking forward to getting going, getting everything back on course.
You've been a little amazed by Adrian's comeback, the way he has responded.
I have been amazed. I mean, his performances throughout the season have just been incredible when you consider the surgery that he had and how difficult the rehab was, and to come back and open the season against Jacksonville the way he did. And now it seems like he's really hitting his stride. The game he had on Sunday was an incredible game. And seems like he's getting better, which we all hope. But to say that I anticipated him playing so well throughout has been it's just been incredible to watch.
I'm Leslie, Carlos Manares, Detroit Free Press. Just getting back to Jared for a second. He's pretty much owned Backus there on that side when you guys have played. Do you ever see that with certain players just match up well against others, and how much help do you expect Backus to get on that side?
As you mentioned, he's had some good games against Detroit. I don't necessarily just point to Jeff, but, you know, it happens sometimes. There are some guys who match up better with other guys, and I'm sure the Lions will have a plan for him. They're not going to just let him tee off and get one-on-one. So we anticipate that, and that means other guys will have to step and play well on our defensive line.
Are you guys, in general, are you guys ahead of, you know, where you thought you'd be in the rebuilding process right now?
Well, I didn't expect us to be 5-4. I thought we'd be much better than where we are record-wise. But the good news is there are a lot of games to be played, and we want to continue to improve, and that's what you got to be able to do in November and December, improve. And that's what we're heading to do, trying to improve and get better.
Leslie, it's Justin again. The Lions have really struggled in Minnesota. How much does that have to do with just the Metrodome crowd?
I would think that it would have a lot to do with it. Our fans have been terrific you know, throughout this season and years past, creating some situations for opposing teams that make it very tough to run their offense or really get done what they want to get done on defense as well. So I think our fans have made it hard for a lot of teams when they come into the Metrodome, to Mall America Field.
What happened with Tampa? You guys struggled noticeably. It was a national game. Well, how difficult was that to handle? How was the crowd in that game?
They were good. We just didn't do enough to win the game. You know, we didn't play very well, and so we weren't able to take advantage of. You know, we got to do a better job to keep our fans engaged.
Hey, Coach, it's Anwar again. If this is a Calvin Johnson at, you know, 75%, do you worry what he might be at 100%?
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible at 50%. He's still, you know, one of the premier guys in the NFL. So he's a handful, as we all know, and you can't never blink on Calvin Johnson. He's a great player.
Coach, Josh Katzenstein, Detroit News. How good has Harrison Smith been this year? And, I mean, it seemed like he had a really big hand in slowing Calvin that first game.
Yeah, Harrison has played well for us throughout the year, you know, coming in as a rookie and starting, and just watching his maturation over the season has really been impressive for us. He's helped our secondary to really play better, and we're hoping that he'll have a big game for us on Sunday.
You mentioned how big of a game it is for you guys. How about for the Lions, you know, just looking across them at the division and where they've come from and kind of what's ahead? What do you think this game means to them in terms of importance?
An NFC North game, so against a divisional opponent, that in itself creates the possibilities for both teams. So we important. It's obviously important for them. We're divisional opponents, so it doesn't get much bigger than that.